'cause I love you. Can you see me now? Though we rush ahead to save our
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. We are going to be starting the show in a matter of seconds. It is going to be a very special show today. I cannot wait. Let's get going. Let's go right now. Welcome to the Shukri Wright Show, everybody. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts Reform Radio. We join here every Saturday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. right here on the Tufts Reform Radio. Today is no ordinary day, because let's face it, today I have a very special guest, or should I say guest, in studio, because today I have the Bruins Avengers in studio for a live interview on the Shukri Wright Show, starting now in a matter of moments. So definitely feel free to call in. You can call on the 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. So I'm going to introduce one of the guests right now. He's sitting here with me with his son, Chief Wannabe Maker. Did I say that correctly?
Big Chief Wannabe Maker.
Awesome. And his son, welcome to the show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Matty Ice.
Welcome. Welcome to the show. And, you know, I oftentimes, you know, talk to people, have the chance to have people call in, you know, talk to them on terms of the interview and so forth. But it's the first time that I have more than one people in studio. So this is definitely exciting and whatnot. So I have someone on the line that wants to talk to you, actually.
Really?
Ironically enough. So,
look at that.
So, like, so we're going to get to that, to the guest right now. I'm going to bring in, hello, thank you for calling to the Shukri Wright Show. What is your name?
Hi, it's Yvette.
Say that again.
Yvette.
Yvette. Yeah. Yvette. Hi, Yvette. Well, thank you for calling in.
Hi, no problem.
Yeah. So, like, what did you like to talk about today?
Well, I'm friends with Mike. Did you already introduce him, or did I just introduce him?
Yes, I introduced him already. But yes, feel free. Feel free.
Oh my gosh. Hi, Mike.
Mike's not.
Mike's not in just yet, but he's on his way.
Oh my God! Okay, that's awkward. Okay,
but I'm Big Chief Wannabe Maker. I'll be happy to talk to you all you want.
Oh, okay. So how are you?
I'm good. You're my first fan. I feel honored. Put it right down. I'm gonna put it on our website. Yvette, my first radio fan.
Yeah. So today we're here. We're going to talk with the group, the Bruins Avengers, and as well as later in the show, talk Bruins hockey as they have a big game tonight against the Toronto Maple Leafs at 7. So, there's any thoughts you have on the game, or even in terms of as it pertains to the group and what they're going to be doing in terms of their fundraising event next Saturday?
Oh, for me? Oh, I was going to go. Well, I'm not too sure. I volunteer with the Bruins Foundation doing the 50-50 raffle.
Oh, nice.
So that's how I got to meet Mike, and I got in, not in, to the Avengers, but I follow the Avengers online.
Yeah. Awesome.
So hopefully I shall make it.
Awesome.
To the event on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. So.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, so it's at, can I say where it's at, or are you
going to
say where it's at?
I'm going to promote the event. So for those that don't know, next Saturday at the West End Johnny's in Boston, Bruins Adventures present Crazies for a Cause, the Halloween party to prevent the Shriners Hospital for Children. And as mentioned, it's at West End Johnny's. It's 138 Portland Street in Boston. Zip code 02114 for those that want to plug it into the GPS now. Admission is $10. Doors will open at 2 p.m. Wristbands are sold at the door. 100% of the proceeds go to the Shriners Hospital for Children, Boston. And the event will include raffles, silent auctions, cash bar, costume contest, meet and greet photo opportunities with your favorite super fans. And you could be featured as the next Bruin Avenger. So it's going to be a great event for a cause. For the Children's Hospital, definitely for all of those that are listening live, definitely you're not gonna want to miss it. I myself will in fact be there next Saturday, so I'm definitely looking forward to being there in person. So my question to you is, like, so when was the first time you had any interaction with the with any of the Bruin Avengers?
Oh, for me, I'm friends with Mike.
Mike Pinta?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how long have you known him?
Oh, God. 4 years, I want to say.
Nice.
4 years, yeah. 4 or 5 years. About 4 to 5 years.
Nice. Okay, so right now, here's what I'm going to do. Until he arrives, because he's on his way, I want to actually call back into the show, so I have the opportunity to speak with one of the Avengers now. In the meanwhile, and definitely keep it tuned in for now. And then, like, you can call back at 855-915-9636.
Sure, I will.
definitely. Thank you so much. Yeah. So. Now that the opportunity has arisen, let's talk about the group, How did it start, and what is its origins?
There was a couple individuals. There was two or three guys that dressed up in crazy costumes.
Yeah.
Got on the Jumbotron a bunch of times, and Toucher and Rich on 98.5 came through and said, "Hey, you know, these guys, they're like superheroes. They're the Bruins Avengers." And, excuse me, right before the Stanley Cup Finals, they had an on-air contest where they said, "You could be the next Bruins Avenger." And somebody called me and said, "Hey, you need to be in this." And the reason why is my youngest daughter does cheerleading all around the country, competitive cheerleading.
Awesome, nice.
So she's on two teams, and we're at convention centers and arenas and things like that for 10 to 15 hours a day, because she may have 3 minutes set in the morning, a 3 minutes set in the evening, and the entire time we have to be on site. So after the first couple of competitions, where my son and I, Matty Ice, we're sitting there, and the music goes through you. It's just doom, 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 nonstop.
Makes your entire body vibrate.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
There, it just feels
so
weird.
So was it played on like loudspeakers?
Yeah. It's just constant like emo kind of music. You know.
Nice.
It's just, so we said, you know, sitting here is going to drive us crazy.
Yeah.
So we got up and we kind of walked around the building, and we saw a guy, and then he had a blue kind of like an afro wig on, and I'm like, "Yeah, that's pretty funny."
Yeah.
And way back when she was doing Pop Warner football, me and a couple other dads dressed up, and we, you know, they were the Blue Devils for Randolph, and I painted my face blue, like blue Gene Simmons, and had devil horns, and had a bunch of pictures for it. And the owner of the gym that my daughter goes to now said, "Hey," somebody somehow sent her a picture 2-3 years after the fact, and said, "Hey, how come you don't do anything like that for us?" And I said, "To be honest with you, I never really thought of it. Until I saw this guy with the blue hair, I'd never seen anybody else doing it." You know, but yeah, if you don't mind, I'll do it just to, we'll kill time. Mm. And so we'll go dressed up around, you know, we've been to Myrtle Beach. We've been to Disney. I've been kicked out of Disney because of it.
Yeah.
And I'll get to that story. Where Las Vegas.
I can't wait.
Ohio.
Columbus,
wow,
Ohio.
Nice.
Here's a quick story about Columbus. Ohio is, most of these arenas or convention centers are attached to like huge shopping malls or convention areas.
Yeah.
Okay? So I mean, they're massive, massive. So we'll walk around, you know, she's got 3 minutes in the morning, and we watch her perform. And then we're just out the door and out with 10,000 other people walking around, and people get a look of, you know, we've got hundreds of pictures a day that people want to take with us.
Sure.
We're being Snapchatted in photos, and I get friend requests on Facebook every day.
Yeah.
And the team colors for her is black and purple, so everything we had was, you know, and it started with just a flag.
Wow.
You know, we were waving a flag, and then I said, "Well, how can we go a little bit bigger?" And I, you know, went and got some zebra stripe, like Zubaz, you know, some Baltimore Zubaz. Ravens Zubaz.
Wow.
And then went with an Indian headdress and some face paint.
Yeah.
And we would just kind of, you know, and every time we did something a little bit different, a little bit bigger, a little bit better.
Yeah.
So we went out to Columbus, Ohio, and went out and had fur boots and fur spats on my wrists and gloves and the flag. And I had, we're walking through the convention center, and a police officer comes up to me. He's like, "I need to see you outside right now." And I'm like,
"Come a little closer."
And I'm like, what did I do? He's like, "Sir, I need to see you outside." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." And we're kind of walking towards the doors, and we go through the double doors, and somebody yells, "Hey, it's the village people," with an Indian and the police officer. And I'm like, "All right, that's a good one. I gotta give him credit right there." And we go outside, and the sun's kind of, you know, open the doors, sun's kind of in my face, and then I realize that he's a mounted police officer, and there's a horse outside. It's
wow.
Him and his partner and another horse, and he's like, "Can I have your picture with my horse?" And I'm like, "Can I get on the horse?" And he's like, "No, I can't do that, but if you can take the picture with him, it would be fantastic."
Yeah.
So somewhere out there, there's me holding onto the bridles of two mounted police horses.
Another one of your adventures just arrived. Mike just arrived, actually.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do, because I know you guys are not familiar with the building, I'm going to go and open the door for him real quick.
Okay.
And run back upstairs. So, in the meanwhile, if you don't mind, talk about the event in some detail. It should take me no less than like 90 seconds or whatnot.
Okay, no problem.
Until I return.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Next Saturday at 10/26, October 26th at 2 p.m. The doors open. We're going to be selling wristbands at the doors. You can go online, and Mike will be able to give you that online for pre-sales because he set that up. But it's at West End Johnny's in Boston. They are gracious enough to open up. They usually open at 4 p.m., but they wanted to partner with us on this, and they're a great group of guys. So
all the money that we make is going to the Shriners Hospital, and
we're having so that they're opening the doors at 2. We have the entire downstairs, the entire facility is ours, but we have a room downstairs that we're going to set up, and Matty Ice said, is we're doing 100% of the proceeds go to the charity for the Shriners Hospital for Children in Boston. We're going to have raffles. We're going to have
silent auctions,
and we've got some pretty cool prizes. We've got a signed Brad Marchand 16 by 20 photo with two pieces of game-used nets and a piece of his actual game-used stick. Same thing with the signed Patrice Bergeron. And then we have a 16 by 20 photo of Tom Brady and David Ortiz holding the championship trophies. And that each has a section of the football from the Super Bowl and the baseball from the World Series itself. So that's next Saturday. Doors open at 2. You know, we can be found on social media. On Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, look up Bruins Avengers, and I'll be able to read those off to you later on in the program.
Awesome. Thank you so much for going into greater detail about the event, and we want to welcome in our next Avenger. I'm sorry, I'm a little out of breath because I'm a bit of a maniac, but I was like, I hope I don't have this guy waiting too long.
No, I went downstairs waiting, and I'm like, where's the entrance to the radio station? And they're like, I don't know. I'm like, the door's locked.
Yeah, we did the same thing.
Yeah, like...
But some girl had to let us in.
Yeah.
My good friend Mike Pinta, please tell us about your character for the Bruins Avengers and how did you first become part of it, or were you one of the original founding members of the group?
Well, I've been a season ticket holder for well over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
About 08... when Cam Neely retired, I ended up, I had a cowboy hat on.
Nice.
They gave out pins that night. Mm-hmm. So it went from there. I just kept on adding pins and pins. Then a buddy of mine, Joe, who sits with me, we decided a group of us would get together, and we had the vests made up in that sense.
Yeah.
And we just, we ran with it. We literally ran with it. The Bruins themselves noticed it. Jacobs have come up to us, all the players. So I think about 2 years ago, the Bruins did a search, almost like a star search.
Mm.
And I ended up being picked the winner for that.
Nice.
And I was put on the Today Show.
Wow.
I had an article posted in the Globe.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then they started, I went to a professional photo shoot with Brian Babineau, who's the official photographer for the Bruins.
Mm.
And we did photos and videos, and the following year I was actually had my own commercial at the Garden. And when all the season ticket holders would get their packet that year.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was the captain, alternate captains on the front of the page.
Yeah.
Flipped it over in the back, and it was me. So
Yeah,
this is something I've been doing for over 10 years,
that's
it's great to be in a group now that, there's other people like us that really are there for the spirit of the game and to get people in it, and the amount of work. I'm also a Shriner, so
nice.
I meet a lot of kids, so I used to hand out stickers for them, and they'll take a picture.
For sure.
And so it's just giving back to the community.
That's truly amazing. And, anytime you have the opportunity to give back to the community, especially in a large scale, it definitely makes an impact, for sure. Even when you're visiting sickly children that are in the hospital and whatnot. For those that are just tuning in live, welcome to the Shukri Wright Show, a very, very special edition of the Shukri Wright Show here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. I have the Bruins Avenger Group. There's a couple of members here in studio live right now. For those that just tuned in, one of the members just came So I want to allow themselves to introduce, reintroduce themselves to you and to the audience. I'm starting with you.
It's Big Chief Wanna Make Him Cheer.
Yep.
And the Bruins Cowboy.
Yep. And
hi everyone, I'm Matty Ice.
Matty Ice, a pleasure to meet you. And in fact, I have a caller calling in right now. Just give me 1 second. I want to take this one. WMFO. Oh wow. What's your character name?
Satanity.
Old time hockey guy. So I'm gonna put you on the air right now. Just give me 1 second, okay?
That's old time hockey.
Yes, Dave.
Yes, old time hockey that just called in. So I'm gonna put him on the air now. Thank you so much for calling in, Old Time Hockey. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely.
You guys are doing a great job. Sound terrific on here.
Oh, thank you so much. Although I thought I was a little out of breath earlier because I was like, I can't have one of my guests waiting outside the door. That's how rude of me. Damn it! Like, but other than that, I'm a lot more calm, relaxed, and so far I gotta be honest, I'm like beyond thrilled and very, very excited to have you guys on here with me. And so tell me about your character, Old Time Hockey, and how did you find out about the Avengers Group?
Well, by Mike Penta and the chief just this past summer, mm-hmm. We put this together and asked if I wanted to join. And like those guys, we had a lot of time on the Jumbotron, and I just thought this would be a great opportunity to share Bruins craziness with everybody. And then the chief has just taken this to a whole new level, which I'm very proud to be part of.
That's terrific. Now, next Saturday, and as sure as you'll be a part of as well, for the event at Westin Johnny's in Boston, yep. What is one thing that you're most certainly looking forward to in terms of the event, whether if it's like interacting with other Bruins fans, especially given that the timing of it can be more perfect, especially before a major game against the defending Stanley Cup champions, the Blues, that night as well. So what are you most looking forward to?
Well, I'm most looking forward to watching the kids enjoy themselves and getting to meet us. They always have a terrific aura
yeah.
when they see us, and that's just fantastic to work for the Lions.
Now,
in the daycare,
mm-hmm.
the kids enjoy it. It's always been.
You're breaking up a little bit. I didn't know you were still going.
No, I'm still here. I'm up in Derry, New Hampshire. So.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, but working with the kids when I worked with the YMCA was always fun, and this is just taking it to a whole different aura of the Bruins family, really.
Hmm. Now, as part of the Bruins Avengers, like, and this is a question for all of you, what is the number one message that you're trying to get out into like the community, especially Greater Boston, New England, and beyond?
Well, we had back in the summer when I won the radio contest, and I started reaching out to guys like Mike and Paula, you know, who's the mayor of 307 and,
nice.
And Old Time Hockey, and,
yeah.
and these guys, you know. And it's funny is once I got into one, and then Mike said, hey, you got to call, you know, the Bruins yeah. Electric Cowboy. You got to call Paula. You got to call this one.
Because believe it or not, when I was doing it, there was like three of us, and everybody would just, it would be the three of us that would be, it was like yeah. me, Dave, and Paula. That yeah. were like, you know, we've been there for years, and it was only the three of us. Mm-hmm. And then once the Stanley Cup started to come and stuff like that, more people go out. And then when the chief got everything together,
mm-hmm.
It's a refreshing to not only that, you know, I think I maybe can speak for Dave that just that we found other crazies just like us.
It's, you know what, and it's funny is, and I try to explain in this to TNR is, you know, we're not the normal sports crazies.
Yeah.
You know, we're not the guy that's living in his mom's basement. that's sitting there arguing, you know, the butchie from the Cape kind yeah. of guy that
man.
He knows everything about sports and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we can falter from backgrounds.
Absolutely. You know, most of us, it's amazing. A lot of professionals, lawyers, doctors, yeah. whatever. But, you know, but when it comes down, we all get together.
Give me 1 second, okay?
Yep. No, and when we get together, there's no, we check the egos at the door. You know what I mean? Because it's not about the cowboy. It's not about the chief. It's about the group as a whole. Yeah. Now, we've had people that have reached out to us that said, hey, you know, and it started, you know, I reached out to a couple of these guys, and that kind of webbed out a little bit bigger until we got to 29 people. Okay, and wow. Before I,
yeah,
and not only from the Bruins either. We try to make this a group.
I tried to spread it out. So it started as the Bruins Core Avengers, and the other guys with the other radio station, and what they deemed the Avengers were Big Scary Man Guy, Xanadu, and the Bruins Ultimate Warrior.
Xanadu, I'm familiar with from last spring, some Stanley Cup run. I've seen him during the event,
the Fan Fest.
He'll skate around with the flag, and I thought that was so cool. Speaking of which, we have a fan who's online now.
Okay,
he says he's familiar with you guys.
Thank you for calling to the Shukri Wright Show. What's your name and where you're calling from?
I'm Lucky Lou. Mike knows me. I'm from
your face palm said everything.
Okay, so Chief, why would we insist? This is my buddy Lou. I can give you the rest of the information after.
Okay.
Lou is he's a brother. He really is.
Yeah. Old Time Hockey, are you still there?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
So Lou has got me and Lou and my other buddy that sits with me, Joe Pagnotto. We're the ones that have those vests. So this is Lou. He is a fan. We call him Lucky Lou. He's from the Celtics.
Okay.
So we need to get him his butt on board because we need the Celtics.
So, we need some representation for the Celtics.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I have to represent the Celtics.
Yeah. Lou, we've done so much, you know, at the Garden between me and Lou, and if we need someone from the Celtics.
Yeah, and the Red Sox. We got a couple from the Patriots and very well-known guys from the Patriots.
Nice.
The Patriots Silver Bullet, who's been, I'm sure when you see him, you'll know exactly.
You'll recognize him.
Yeah. By face, yeah.
All silver. You know, he's actually being inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame next August as a fan.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah. Wow.
And he's a great guy, very generous. He does a lot of charity work.
Yeah.
And ultimately, to be honest with you, we started this in the fall, and it all started out kind of as a gag.
Yeah.
You know, we made some guys that, hey, they're nuts about the Bruins, too.
Mm.
And you know, we kind of got together online and chatted about a bunch of different things. And there's a guy that lives down towards the Cape, and his name's Dave, and he's his alter ego. Because we don't try to say character. We try to say alter ego.
Ego.
Or
gotcha.
Your secret identity or whatever, however you want to do it.
Gotcha. The alter ego is for surely embedded in my head now. Gotcha.
Right. See, I prefer to say when I'm not in the Chief, because I'll be in the full Chief outfit.
Yeah.
And people want to take pictures with me.
Yeah.
And when I'm a cheerleader, and I'll go when it's time for the awards and things like that, I'll shoot off to the bathroom, get washed up, put the stuff in the car, and come back for the awards.
Yeah.
And I'll stand right next to people that just had to have their picture with me.
Yeah.
Wow.
They'll have no idea that it's me. All right?
me and Luke can attest that because we've gone to different events and stuff like that, and people have come up and they've said to me, have I seen you before?
Yeah.
And then I say, so it's one of three things. Do you go to Bruins games? And they go, no. Do you like the Bruins? Yes. Do you watch it on TV? Sometimes. Well, have you ever gotten in trouble with the law? And they go, no. I said, well, that's only two ways I've either seen you. Either A, you've seen me at the Garden,
yep.
or B, I've arrested you probably.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's
really
see, look, it's the same thing. Because then we go back to in my head, did I arrest him? Did I charge him with something?
So. When back in the summer after the contest, I started getting in touch with guys, and you know we started thinking about some things, and we had a local parade in Randolph that I reached out to a bunch, and the response was overwhelming. You know, we had out of the 29 guys, and I don't know sure guys and girls.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if we had 29 at that point or not, but we probably had 13 show up for the parade.
That's amazing.
And just lit it up. There's one gentleman that he's got a Bruins Jeep that is all tricked out. Like I said, Chris has got the motorcycle that's all tricked out.
Yeah.
Fan favorites all the way down, and we marched the 3 miles or 3.5 miles of the parade in 90 degree heat, and everybody loved us. And one of the guys that's helped me get this to the point of where we are is this guy Dave, who's the Bruins, his alter ego is the Bruins Luchador. So you know, after the parade, we started talking, and he came up and he started designing like baseball cards, wow. trading cards.
Smart. Yeah.
And, you know, so we're putting things together, and now I'm reaching out to Mike. Mike, hey, I need some information from you.
Yeah.
All right, I'm building profiles because we're going to build a website with some profiles and some characters and things like that.
Yeah.
And it got bigger and bigger and bigger, and now the radio stations are talking about us.
Yeah.
Television stations are reaching out to me. And now guys like Xanadude and the Big Scary Man Guy and Ultimate Warrior, they're the guys that are out on the street. They're the guys that get the camera on them all the time.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, once Fan Fest hit for the playoffs, and once I stepped on a Canal Street,
yeah.
it was like everybody's like, oh my God, look at this guy, and lines up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave, you were with me the other night, right? It was crazy. And,
yes,
and the people just line up. And we went to one of the preseason games just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. And that's where I met you the first time. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Now, we went to one, and it may have been that game or it may have been the game after that. But after the game, the Luchador and me and the Bruins Electric Cowboy and the mayor of 307 was there. I'm not sure if Mike had made it down yet or not. And literally, we had a line of people lined up 150 deep.
Yeah, that's amazing.
After about 20 minutes of the game being over and everybody being ushered out, that these people were still lined up, that the ushers just finally came over and they're like, guys, you have to take this outside. We can't keep you in here anymore. So we all moved, you know, down the escalator as one big horde.
Yeah.
You know, it looked like the Walking Dead, the giant horde walking down the street.
That's amazing.
We went down the escalators. We all kind of lined up down by the Bobby Orr statue, the new location at the bottom of the escalators. And for the next hour and a half,
sure.
I had pictures taken with you know, guys that, hey, I saw you online, or hey, I heard you on the radio. Everywhere I go, if I have the headdress on, and I'll go to different charity events.
For sure.
And it's to get, you know, to help out with those charity events, but it's also to keep us in the public eye.
Absolutely.
Because we knew, you know, and Mike's great with the charity stuff.
Yeah.
And Dave and I were kind of banging it back and forth, like, we got kind of pseudo fame going.
Mm.
How do we take this pseudo fame and put it towards a better use?
Yeah.
And Matty Ice, just kind of out of the blue one night, he goes, well, you tell him.
Yeah.
So one night we were coming home from a charity event with Spike King, one of the...
We were down at Patriots Place for a Best Buddies event before a preseason game with the Panthers. We went into the Patriots game in full outfit.
Wow.
And walked around, people like, you know, Bruins season on now. Isn't even now. I'm like...
Trying to make jokes, but they're not even funny.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude.
Unreal.
In my world, it's always Bruins.
It's always hockey season in my mind. Please continue, Matty. Right,
so one night we were coming home from a Spike King's event, and we got home, we were getting, like, undressed, get taken off like costumes and stuff, and I was like, Dad, we should have like a Halloween party for the Shriners Hospital or something.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, okay, and then
Originally he was like, oh, why don't we just get together everybody that's in the group for a Halloween Halloween party.
And then after that I was like, wait, maybe we should have a costume contest during it. And then a couple weeks ago
wow,
Big G Funimation uploaded something to the Shriners website, like a proposal thing, and then they called him back within three or four minutes and were like, oh my God, this is a great idea.
So I had reached out to the group because we have a Facebook page, and then we have kind of a behind-the-scenes Facebook chat through Messenger, and I kind of reached out to the group saying, guys, we want to take this to the next level. And at that point, we had a couple people back. I would say, you know what? I just want to go. I'm happy doing my own thing. And then there's a couple others like Mike that stepped up and said, hey, I'm 100% on board. You know, whatever you want to do, why don't we figure it out? Mm. And so Mike sent me an email saying, hey, I'm a Shriner.
Mm.
And I at that point, I was going through a million different emails of proposals and different ideas and things like that. And like 2 days later, I went back and I saw Mike's email again. And I said, you know, Shriners Hospital. And went online and looked at their website, and there was a little tab there for fundraising. And went in, and you kind of fill out an online proposal. And literally, I hit send, and within 3 minutes, the one of the fundraiser coordinators calls me back. And she's like, this is a terrific idea. I can't believe somebody hasn't thought of this sooner.
Yeah.
We have connections with Spirit of Halloween, so I have
about 2,000 coupons in the car.
We have discount coupons in the car that, you know, if you guys want to follow us on social media or reach out to me, I'll send you the code so you can order stuff online, or if you guys want to make arrangements or meet us at the event next Saturday, I'll make sure we have plenty of those there that can be handed out. And, you know, and it just kind of blossomed from there. It was, all right, well, you know, maybe now we got to find a venue.
Yeah.
And now we got to do this. Now we got to do this. And we reached out to a bunch of different places, and we had the greatest bar was locked down. And then
that's a tough venue to get an event even
a great booked, facility. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, their program director there called me back like a week later, and she goes, I hate to do this to you, but we double booked for that day.
Wow.
And now we've already started lining up all promotions and everything else for the greatest bar.
Yeah.
And now we got to throw 180
like
degrees.
Recalibrate and then like yeah. figure out like where it's going to be held. And, yeah.
and she says, you know what? I have a good partnership with 222,
mm.
and which is literally right next door. Yeah. And those guys, Nikki and Anthony over those guys are great. And we played phone tag for a couple days and we couldn't connect. And in the meantime, I had reached out to a bunch of different places.
Mm.
And West End Johnny's responded saying, hey, we want to be on board with this.
Amazing.
And, you know, and we took a walk in at the after one of the Bruins preseason games to see the site.
Yeah.
It's going to work perfect for what we're going to do. They're generous enough that they're going to open 2 hours early
awesome.
For the public. And yeah. they're going to open even earlier for us to go in and set up.
Terrific.
And not looking for anything out of it from us. You know, it's just, hey, guys, we know that this is going to be a blowout like for the
yeah,
right
absolutely
the right
reasons.
Cause.
Yes.
And a lot of people jumped on to help out
yeah.
because
yeah.
I work with the Bruins Foundation and I mentioned to them, you know, and they gave us some stuff raffle or to conduct the silent auction.
Yeah.
The Bruins themselves have sent a couple of pucks to be put out into a
amazing.
Raffle.
Autograph wow. pucks, right?
Yeah, wow. autograph pucks. We have a Celtics from the Celtics, a Celtics
a team
basketball that's been signed. Wow. Just for our raffles, not even for a silent auction. Auction.
Yeah.
We got a signed Marchand puck, a signed DeBrusk puck. They both came from the Bruins. We have two Bruins tickets. They're executive seats with Legends passes.
Oh, that's sick.
December 5th versus the Blackhawks.
Oh, man.
A signed 8x10 Charlie McAvoy photo.
Mm.
A signed Patrick Chung mini helmet.
Nice.
A signed Tony Esposito Winter Classic puck. Two gift cards to Buddy's Union Villa Restaurant in Easton.
Yeah.
We have another $50 gift card to the Farmer's Daughter Restaurant in Easton. The Celtics mm-hmm. team signed ball.
Yeah.
A couple of shirts and from the Celtics. And we got a couple of other venues that haven't committed to what they're donating, but they have said, we'll give you something. Or between two venues right now, someone will be holding a silent auction that day, too, for stuff.
Absolutely. And I just want to take a quick moment. I have to do station identification. You're listening to the Shukri Wright Show. I'm Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Those are listening live on WMFO.org and TuneIn Radio app. Thank you for tuning in live. We are interviewing live in studio the Bruins Avengers here to talk about the group, as well as the great cause that they're doing next Saturday, October 26th at West End Johnny's. They are going to be hosting Crazies for a Cause Halloween party to benefit Shriners Hospital for Children in Boston. You want the address? You got it. It's 138 Portland Street, Boston, 02114. Admissions is $10. Doors will open at 2 p.m. Wristbands sold at the door. And 100% of the proceeds will go to the Shriners Hospital for Children Boston, which would include raffles, silent auctions, cash bar, costume contest, meet and greet photo ops with your favorite super fans. And you could be featured as the next Bruins Avenger. And as part of my duties, I have to quickly play a PSA announcement. So just stay tuned.
The goal, let's get it on. Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One.
Why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Having trouble finding Connor's middle school? Would you like directions?
No, why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Finding lowest airfare to Istanbul.
No, I'm tired of fighting with him over homework.
Home, walk, restaurant. Need a review?
No, I need help. He's very smart, but his mind wanders. He's disorganized.
I think I understand.
Oh, good.
Finding best potatoes for French fries.
No!
Russet. fingerling, Yukon Gold.
Why don't you understand me?
Sorry, I was trying to show how Connor feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Trust Reform Radio. Thank you for tuning in wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making us part of your day. Always appreciate it. And a major thank you to all of you so much for agreeing to come in studio to talk about the group and as well as the great cause. We're not done just yet because I thought of an idea. Thought of an idea, and this is also for Lucky Lou and as well as Old Time Hockey on the line. I have the idea, because we have about 20 minutes left in the show, that, you know what? Right about now, I usually do a segment that's called NHL Primetime. We talk all things Bruins hockey and as well as the NHL. So since all of us are all Bruins fans and diehard Bruins fans, I figure, why not talk? Let's talk about that on Bruins for a little bit, shall we?
Sure.
You guys offer it?
Yeah. Let's give it a run.
All right. Awesome. So tonight the Bruins are in Toronto. They're playing the Maple Leafs at 7 o'clock. TV on NESN, and you know this stretch of games for the Bruins, I knew it was going to be very important, especially considering how the talk entering the season was going to be about. Well, how are the Bruins going to bounce back after the debilitating loss in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals? Plus, you're going up against elite teams such as Tampa Bay, which we played on Thursday night, lost in the shootout. And then it's the start of a back-to-back home-to-home series against the Maple Leafs tonight, and as well as Tuesday back here in Boston at the Garden, and as well as next Saturday against the Blues. So my question to you, to all of you, is, one, through the first 6-7 games of the season so far, what are some of the things that has impressed you in terms of the team offensively and some of the things that still concern you? Now, for me personally, it's still the secondary scoring, because about 85% of the goals that have been scored for the Bruins have been from the top line and have gotten no secondary scoring. Right, so what do you guys think so far?
I think a lot of it's come off the power play as well.
Yeah.
You know, the secondary scoring, you have game one against Dallas, and I think Brett Ritchie comes out and scores the first game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's pretty much it. You know, you see Charlie Coyle is in, and he's buzzing around in the corners. He's buzzing around the net. He's not getting great scoring opportunities, but he's forcing opportunities. I don't know if you got to mix up the lines, get moved to Brusque somewhere, drop Pasternak down. You know, hopefully Krejci can get back onto the ice.
That's my concern out of all of them. I mean, obviously the secondary scoring, but my big concern right now is the health of Krejci.
Yeah.
I mean, we went through some of this last year, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to look at them as their value. You know, what are we left in his contract that we're paying, you know, that maybe at this point he starts getting a little bit more healthier, maybe he decided he's a good trade bait now or
right.
something.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he's so fragile that every year you go through a stretch that he's on
it
his
happens
shelf.
And it's exactly. The same thing can be said in terms of Bergeron. I also want to get on your thoughts as well for the both of you guys that are on the line, as well as you, Matty Ice. What are your thoughts?
As the chief, Mona Maker said that there are a lot of secondary scoring opportunities. Sometimes you have to force them, but
yeah,
Pasternak so far he's been doing great.
Yeah, especially that four goal game he had against Anaheim on Monday.
Yeah, Monday took all four.
The last game.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead. Continue, guys.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Once again, the secondary. No, don't chew me out. I haven't seen every game because I've had some preseason selfish games to go to. But the secondary scoring definitely isn't what it was this so far. But, I mean, for me, same thing. You know, I'm concerned about Richie's health and maybe some of the others, making sure they stay healthy throughout the season.
Yeah.
You know, not really concerned about them. You know, they're going to make the playoffs, but getting to the end of the season, finishing strong was, I don't know, a concern for me.
Absolutely. And you know, there's something I was thinking about this morning, and I want to lay it out on the table for everybody. this game against the Toronto Maple Leafs is such an important game, and I'm not one to overstate our regular season games and so forth at all. But in the grand scheme of things, this is the first time that the Bruins are going to have a fresh new look at this supposedly brand new look Toronto Maple Leafs team, where everybody is locked up, with the exception of the defense, which is still a concern. But they did acquire Tyson Barry during the offseason. Now, let's face it. This Toronto Maple Leafs team is expected to go further than just the first round. So there's a lot of pressure in Toronto, as especially for Mike Babcock, who, let's face it, he hasn't gotten out of the first round yet. And neither has Toronto in the last 15 years. Sure. So the expectations in Toronto, plus combined with the fact that, hey, let's face it, there's a chance that the Bruins and Maple Leafs can meet in the playoffs again in the spring. So my question to you guys is, what are some things that you guys are going to be looking for in terms of tonight's game against the Maple Leafs?
Just, I think, with the, you know, watching the game tonight and what do you see, you know, it's good to see them now and to see what they are. So
yeah.
If you have to come up with a, you know, different game plan, now is the time that you start switching up your lines to see which line goes against good for theirs. You
yeah,
know.
Matchups.
Yeah, so that's going to be the key thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the beginning, this is how I always deal with hockey season. They're meeting for the first time. It's the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
It's not how you say hello in this sport. It's how you say goodbye. So If they get to understand a little bit of their lines and how they're working, that's definitely going to benefit them later on in the season and in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So losing a game or two, or even, sad to say, the back-to-back, so even if we lost both, You still get a sense of what this team is, because every year we've faced this team, we've dominated over them.
Yeah.
That's not going to be the case this year. And that's where you want to get some of that information. You want to know how this thing's going to go, you know?
Absolutely. Gentlemen, on the phone, what are your thoughts?
Oh, well, you know, I'm curious what Toronto brings. I mean, they're, what, a 4-3 team right now?
Yeah. Barely hovering over 500, yes.
Yeah, I want to see what they bring this season. Much like Mike says, and we've actually been at a couple Bruins games, especially a particular Game 7 comeback, the Bruins have dominated them late in the season. So the beginning of the season is more of just kind of getting a feel for them. I don't know what they bring so far. Once again, I'm not the follower of Bruins as strongly as the others, but I'm kind of curious about, you know, that opening moment tonight and seeing how they play. And then, of course, how we adjust throughout this rest of the season playing against them.
For sure. All-time hockey, what are your thoughts?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm breaking up the top line, dropping Pastrnak back. And they tried that last year, and it wasn't as successful as they thought it was going to be. I wouldn't try to fix it. So I would leave that. I think tonight's game is important. Toronto's had this circled on their calendar since they went home early last year.
And yeah.
They're going to come out huge tonight. If they can just weather that first, you know, 10 minutes, it's an old cliche, but if you can weather that first 10 minutes and can be, keep this game competitive, this is probably their biggest test so far. I mean, the other night was with Tampa Bay. They're just so fast. They always give the Bruins a hard time, but this game tonight is huge in that if they can go in there, take the 2 points, take the other 2 points on Tuesday, it really puts them in a frame of mind where they just don't think they can beat Boston. If they think they can't beat them, they won't.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to these two games, and then of course Saturday it's going to be a fantastic day from start to finish.
I agree.
We have to show the Blues they lucked out come last June.
Absolutely. Chief, want to make her? Did I say it correctly?
Want to make him cheer.
Want to make him cheer?
Chief, want to make him cheer?
what are your thoughts?
I
got to practice saying that, like, out loud.
Yeah. Trust me, it's going to take a while. It took the other radio stations a while, too, until I had to go in WWE style.
Because I didn't want to be the guy who, like, you just purposely butchers the name. Like Wilfred, I was like, that's not the case at all. I want to make sure I get this right.
I know. Trust me.
That's bad. Look at the new announcer for the Bruins. Everybody's like, I can't even say her name.
Sophia, you're
Sophia.
Yeah, that's as far as I go.
Sophia.
But what are your thoughts?
I think, you know, if you guys go back and look at how the playoffs against the Maple Leafs went.
Yeah.
Game one, Bruins come out and absolutely hit everything that moved.
Yeah.
You know, then they ran into, you know, Kadri got himself into some retaliation problems, yeah. But DeBrusque was throwing his body, Backes was throwing his body. That's what the Bruins have to do, is they have to come out tonight and just hit everything and send a message that this is what the season is. Yeah. I don't care who you signed, you're still the Toronto Maple Leafs. You're still the other team that plays in the Raptors arena right now, because you're not a factor. All right? That's what they have to do. They have to go out and just blow them up.
Yeah.
You know, because they still got those guys. They're still going to take the retaliatory penalties. Mm-hmm. Because they're not disciplined.
Yeah. The only difference is that they no longer have Nazem Kadri, who was traded to Colorado.
But they still got guys that are along that same mindset. They're gonna, you know, you go in and take them hard to the boards, then they're gonna come rolling back and give you the spear from behind, or the slew foot, or old time cheap hockey.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But if they come out and the Bruins play the body like they can play, instead of being reserved and let the game come to them, they come out, you know, very aggressive, you know, and like old-time hockey said, you know, that first 10 minutes is going to be key, because, as he said, Toronto's had this circled on their calendar since mid-April, and this is what their Game 7 is right now, is to come back and show, hey, this is what we can do. I think the Bruins, they'll put a pounding on them tonight. Toronto will come out. I think the Bruins put a pounding on tonight.
Yeah.
And on Tuesday, when they come into the Garden's going to be rocking, and they're going to go home with their tails between their legs again. So that's my personal, you know. Not that I'm biased or anything.
Oh, no.
That's how I think it's going to go.
Oh, no. It's
we're not biased. No.
Oh, no, I don't think we're biased at all. Like, if anything, I know how to be impartial at certain moments in times. But when I look at this division as a whole, and you look at team, I mean, although we're still incredibly early in the season, it's only seven, eight games in for most teams.
Yeah.
So when I look at the division, I look at like Tampa, Montreal, for example, and Montreal is Buffalo 6-1-1 right now, and silently making moves, which to me, I feel like a lot of people who don't really follow like other teams outside other than the Bruins don't realize, like, listen, last season, I'm sure they learned that lesson, because they got out to a hot start last season and completely fizzled at midseason.
Right.
But this year, I get the sense that they have a different mindset altogether. When you look at guys like Jack Eichel and Ristolainen and you know, like the young defenseman that they drafted last year, that the name that kind of excuses me for the moment. I think of Buffalo as one of the teams in the division that can definitely make a lot of noise, and even in a conference. So my question to you is, like, what are some of your surprise teams in the East right now, given that, listen, it's going to be loaded this year, especially when we haven't even talked about Washington,
right,
for crying out loud.
And Philly, don't forget Philly.
Philly.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So far, if anybody else did see it, it is Philly.
Hmm.
I mean, they're starting to rebuild.
Yeah.
And they're getting a lot of good talent, and they've got a pretty good farm team, too, for them.
Yeah.
So they're coming up, you know?
Yeah.
And yet again, at least from a Boston perspective, yet again, it's another rivalry. Because, you know, it's obviously we have to, you know, the Toronto and Montreal.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look at the first Winter Classic we had.
Oh, I remember very well, yeah.
Yeah.
And also, don't forget the New York Rangers as well. You know, like, with the additions that they've made, you know, by signing, like, Artemi Panarin to that contract, and as well training for Jacob Trouba from formerly of Winnipeg as well. And speaking of Philadelphia, like, Philadelphia made a couple of interesting moves during the offseason. They signed and familiar foe, for I'm sure Bruin fans remember this name, Alain Vigneault. Remember 2011?
Yes.
Yeah, he's now the head coach.
With the scar. The guy with the scar,
yeah,
right?
The guy with the scar and all.
Oh yeah, I remember him.
Oh man, and they signed him to be the new head coach. Plus, they brought in Kevin Hayes, and then there's another year of development for the young goaltender Corey Hart. Plus, Shane Gostisbehere, the young defenseman as well. So Philadelphia is a team that I think should like make a push in the East and whatnot. So the question I want to pose to all of you now is this. By the time we get to Thanksgiving, because we all know Thanksgiving is right around the quarter mark of the season, where do you see the Bruins in the East as a whole? Not just in terms of the Atlantic or Metro, but in terms of the East as a whole.
I think in the conference, I think they're within the top four.
Definitely.
You know, you're looking at, and if they got to stay hot, and Rask's got to stay healthy mentally as well as physically.
Yes.
All right. And I think having Halak in there, and if they can, you know, last year I think it was 37 and 43 or 45 or something is what the split was.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be even more conservative this year.
Yeah.
You know, and
just so you can make a longer run.
Exactly.
So
they can, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think Cassidy is approaching it with the right mindset. Is hey, we've got this guy. Sometimes he has some issues, and now we have a great backup that we can put in. And it's not, you know, you put a goalie in that is some possibly suspect.
Yeah.
It that takes the whole process of your team or your whole face of your team and repositions everything. So now the defense has to play a different set. If you got guys who are offensively minded, now they can't be offensively minded. They have to be either defensive forwards or the defense has to collapse back down to cover that weak link in the chain.
Yeah.
And fortunately, they have two strong goalies that these guys can still remain offensively minded as forwards, and the defense can stay strong. You know, I think Washington is, I think they were 5-2-2 maybe.
So, yeah.
New Jersey, not New Jersey, New York Rangers are maybe 3-2 or 2-3.
They play maybe four games at most so far this season because they had that weird gap between games. Yeah.
Flyers are 2-1. Flyers will fizzle out. Yeah. You know, they every year they have goaltending issues. You know, I think you still have to go back and you got to look at you still got Pittsburgh in the league. Yeah. You know, they're 6-2 right now, and they're very dangerous, always dangerous. Washington is always dangerous. You know, they may have, you know, some ups and downs right now, but once you get into crunch time from February on, they start putting the pedal to the metal, and you know, you know whoever they're going to face is going to take a beating in the first round. Hopefully it's not the Bruins. Know, but you know, those are the guys, the perennials.
Yeah.
That those are the guys that I always look for.
And now, last question, since we got about maybe about three minutes left. Bruce Cassidy this week said that he was considering platooning goaltenders in the playoffs should the Bruins make the playoffs. Do you guys think good idea or bad idea?
That's a bad idea. That is a terrible idea. You go with the hot hand. Doesn't matter who it is.
Whether it's Rask or Halak.
I wouldn't care. I'm comfortable with both of them. If they're the hot hand, that's who goes in.
Well, that's just a benefit.
Always, you know,
that's a benefit of having the two goalies.
Time hockey
that that you can split them and not just keep riding one. You know, and I think that's a problem we had last year, every year in the playoffs. You go with the hot hand, but at some point you gotta just give him back.
Gotta get a break.
He's gotta get that break because he'll just burn them.
Would you have taken Tim Thomas out of the net to put in? I don't even know who the backup was.
It was Rask.
It was Rask, right?
Before that, it was Fernandez.
And Rask choked in 2010.
Don't remind me.
Unfortunately, as big as a Bruins fan I am, I'm not a Rask supporter. I was a Tim Thomas supporter. I like Halak, but you know, it just seems that he gets in the big games and he kind of pees down his leg and
he gets,
you know,
in his own head. That's what the problem is.
That's
he
it. Really, honestly.
His numbers in game 7 are astonishingly bad.
Right.
Like, and it was talked about just a couple of days
unless
ago.
Unless you're playing Toronto.
Unless you're playing Toronto. Right. But outside of Toronto, whether it's Philadelphia or even St. Louis, but his career game 7s are bad. And I really can't help but wonder, if the Bruins were to get to a game 7 yet again, what is your trust level in terms of and Rask in the crease? Like, not very high.
No, it isn't. Not for mine either. Like I said,
just history tells you that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, gentlemen, go ahead. Go ahead before we got about 90 seconds.
Well, I hope to see everybody come out to see us on Saturday, and we're going to have a great time. Bring the kids, bring your nephews, nieces. We're going to have a great time.
We'll have games for the kids as well. We've kind of put some things together that, you know, we're not publicizing because we want to have it as some surprises.
Absolutely.
You know, there may be some celebrities there. I've been doing a lot of digging and you know, conversations behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Again, I want to reach out and thank you to Mike, and he's done a lot for me.
Thank you so much, by the way.
Handful, like out of the 29 folks, we've had a handful of us that have stepped up, and other guys are doing things behind the scenes. But I guess I want to thank Dave, the Bruins luchador, the Electric Cowboy, Pasta Lady. That's another lady that goes without saying. You know, her pasta hat. The other night she had the hat trick, and that pasta hat was going to go on the ice when I saw her.
Wow.
That was the only thing during the when Pasternak scored the four goals, everybody was going, "You throwing your hat on the rice on the ice?" Yeah, and I'm like, "No. Oh heck no!" Yeah. I said, "I'll probably take someone out."
So. We get calls all the time. I get voicemails, emails, direct messages of, "Hey, I want to be a next Bruin Avenger. I want to have my face on a trading card." Let me tell you, this isn't something that you can ask for.
Yeah.
This is something that if you get on the Jumbo Strong, you make yourself a presence, we'll find you.
You have to earn it.